Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from the Voice of America in Washington. It is great to be back with you again this weekend. I have an awesome show for you. First of all, we have amazing current music from Ethiopia, Algeria, Togo, Uganda, South Africa, Congo, and so many more places. You are gonna love this playlist. Then we have three features. Yes, three. Bill Odidi brings us a fresh interview with Antonio Soul from Kenya. He has just released his sophomore album called Welcome to My Soul. And then from Ibadan, Nigeria, radio host Sheun Rave shares his current top three and a couple of fun facts about Nigerians. And then finally, we wrap up the show with a special feature from Cabo Verde about Afro-anarcho punk electronics band Skuru Fichado. Brahm Posthumous presents that in conversation with the band's creator, Marcus Vega. All right, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We are starting out in Ethiopia with Teddy Afro's song, Aramash. He sings for his country, Ethiopia, to return to herself. As if a lover, he longs to see her and to bask in her glory and her beauty. That was Aramash by Teddy Afro. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Music Time in Africa. We are just getting started. Here's Je t'aime à l'Algérienne by Zaho. She sings I love you, Algerian style.
J'ai le cœur qui fait mal, une douleur qui s'enflamme. Que même l'ivresse ne soigne pas. Chérie, j'élevage à l'âme. Tu me manques, oui, j'ai mal. Mais je te rappellerai même pas. Le temps s'en va, oui, le temps s'en va, et je ne parle pas. Oui, la vie sans toi m'a laissé sans voix, donc je te le dirai même pas. Car je t'aime, je t'aime. À l'Algérienne, je t'aime, je t'aime, sans te dire. preuve d'amour. Pour toi, je ferai la guerre pour vivre en paix dans tes bras. Je ne crie jamais au secours. Pour ça, je suis trop fière, même si ça m'éloigne de toi. Quand il faut parler d'amour, je prends le large comme bouteille à la mer. Ne pense pas que mon cœur est sourd. Quand tu souffres, je souffre avec toi. Je t'aime à l'algérienne. Je t'aime, je t'aime. Mais sans te dire je t'aime. Oui, je t'aime, je t'aime à l'algérienne. Je t'aime, je t'aime. Sans te dire je
This is your lady Sharifa Gunu, and you are listening to Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa, VOA.
Yes, hello. Now I have two back-to-back tunes for you. First from Nigeria, then Tanzania, and then we are going to meet Antonio Soul and hear all about his new sophomore album, just released in Kenya. But for now, here is Simi with her brand new single, Naked Wire.
You light my fire, a burning fire. And when you're next to me, I know you feel my desire. You spark my wire, my naked wire. I'm drowning in the depths of my desire. Do re mi, it's a story of you and me. Moving in harmony, baby, oh no, release me. The language of my body, you speak it so fluently. You kiss me, I know if you breathe. I want more of you. Why, oh, I, oh, rendezvous after wish, I, oh. The things that you do to me, they push my brain, oh. See, I follow, believe. If not before you and me, yeah. I see the auto. You light my fire, my burning fire. And when you're next to me, I know you feel my desire. You spark my wire, my naked wire. Drowning in the depths of my desire. Me no need to shalaye, push your baby trabaye. The way you do your romancing, don't leave me wanting joy like you.
Thank you. unanipenda mimi, unanitaka pia, unaniamini na umeniridhia. No subiri tuachane,
tasubiri sana, tasubiri
tangoja,
tasubiri sana,
wanasubiri tuachane.
Oh baby, mi wapo ni mzawa wa mkuja. Oh baby, penzi laini sitoibuja.
Na moyo nimeshaweka kwa konanga, wana jisumbo kukesha kwa wakanga.
Mbona baro na pressure stawashuka na kupala. Tena dika wesha ukwa baby ta.
Unanipenda mi, unanitaka pia, unaniamini na umeniridhia.
That was Ntasubiri by Diamond Platnumz and featuring Zuchu. Before that, we heard See Me with Naked Wire. Hello, I'm Heather Maxwell, and now it is time to head over to Nairobi.
Greetings, Heather, and hello to you wherever you're listening, around Africa, around the world. I'm Bill Odid here in Nairobi, Kenya. I want to introduce you to Kenyan artist who's an all-rounder singer, songwriter, producer. He's also a TV and radio presenter, Antonio Soul. He's just put out his second album after a long wait of 7 years since his debut. The album is called Welcome to My Soul.
Light the incense, Asha, come on, sense. Dim the pretense, see my own judgment.
My name is Antonio Soul, a name that came up because of my love for Neo Soul. I'm a singer-songwriter, I'm a TV and radio presenter. My first love is music. I love to perform, I love to sing, I love to write.
So I mentioned that it's taken a long, long time since your debut album. Why this long hiatus?
This album has taken me 4 years to write and record and arrange, but it's been 8 years since the last album. And the reason for this is because I'm quite very intentional, and I love the word intentional, about how I record my music and about how I present myself. And especially with a body of work like this, where you're really judged for where you are musically or creatively at a certain point.
Okay, let's speak a little more about the album. It's titled Welcome to My Soul. Tell us more about that title.
The reason why it's called Welcome to My Soul, and it's the number two, My Soul, is because it's a double entendre for my second album. That becomes obvious, but also because I want people to get into my soul. And soul here is also a double entendre for what I feel inside and how I was feeling writing the music, but also for the fact that it's also soul music.
Let's pick another song from the album. What shall it be, and why do you select this one?
The song that I'm gonna pick here is Are You Ready? It sort of tells my fans, like, are you ready for what I'm about to give? That's why I released this as the first song to go out digitally. So here is Are You Ready by yours truly, Antonio. In your soul.
Tell me, are you ready? Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Tell me, do you get it? Do you get it? Mm-hmm. Tell me, you receive it? You receive it? Mm-hmm. So pick up the phone and call me back. Pick up the phone.
some very high notes, Anto. Is that a falsetto?
Yes, I do sing very high notes, and it is a falsetto. I mean, I broke my voice, but clearly it's a voice that I've honed. And the thing about, they say, putting in your 10,000 hours, so I believe that my 10,000 hours actually led me to sort of have this kind of a voice.
Can you elaborate a little more about all the inspiration and the motivation for making this album?
Well, this album represents the unpretentious side of me, because people have had me sing pop music, they've had me dabble in zouk, they've had me do other kinds of styles, but this is everything that I am. The soul, the high notes, the holding the notes, the riffs and the runs, the saxophone, the horn section, this is who I am, the live music element, this is exactly who I am. I've been influenced by soul music, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, D'Angelo, Maxwell, Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, Simpiwe Dana, all the way in South Africa, Bob Marley. It's all those influences that I grew up listening to. It's really kind of a niche music, but people also know I've been able to break barriers. I'm what we call like an alternative artist, to a point where my album, for example, debuted at number 15 of the top 20 albums in Kenya based on streaming and all those numbers.
Try your heart, you will run, but you won't go far. I'm a general, take you to war, prisoner of war.
So my expectations for this album is that a lot of people are going to be able to embrace soulful music. We're not all the same, and the cake is quite huge, and some people, you know, probably like the crust, some like the icing, some like the cream, some don't, you know, so that's what it is. This is what the album is all about, and I hope that people can find what they love.
Antonio Soul walking us through his new album. I love it, and I hope you do too. I'm Bill Odidi, taking you back to Heather Maxwell Music Time in Africa. I'll speak to you again very soon.
All right, thank you, Bill and Antonio Soul. I've got more awesome music for you, everybody, from South Africa, Uganda, Congo, and Tanzania. And then we'll hear from Shane Rave in Nigeria to get his current top three hits happening there and a little more fun cultural facts. But first, this.
Music Time in Africa. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa. Bam!
All right, moving to South Africa now. Here's a song I just love. It's by hip-hop star Big Zulu, features the singer Zola, and it's called Ivolovolo. The song comes off Big Zulu's third album, released in 2021.
Zofunutando, magia sahara,
And that was Ivolo Volo by Big Zulu and Zola from South Africa. Hi guys, I'm Heather Maxwell. Now for some feel-good dance music, here is Eddie Kenzo with Nsimbude from Uganda.
Woo! Ekirali kya mutute kwesiba nnyo ku bantu. Hello, ndieno nsibudde. Hello, ebakyali tuterete. Hello, etuli eno tusibudde. Hello, ebyokunywa tuterete. Leta leta mwana watu, somba muziki mpaka kunca.
Shaman Fela Shaman, the original one. This is Haile Supreme. You are now listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Le général Dangote. Le grand Mbau.
Tamu kupendwa nawe. maneno tumeyazoea, vijini no neno tushazoea. Wapenzi wangu mubaya, kwa nini nawahusu? Shepu yake mbaya, hivi nawahusu? Mtangaji malaya, nawagusu nini? Wamegusa pabaya na mwaka huu lazima wachuchume. Wameingia cha kike, cha kike, wameingia cha kike, cha kike, wameingia cha kike. Kwa penzi letu lazima wachuchume, cha kike, kwa penzi letu, cha kike.
Makokote mabutale Don Mendez Bajuni H Bajuni
chumbani enesi unipatia panano kujenga za Messi na mashuti ya Ronaldo, yani ndani nikiingia tu anachukua anaweka wa kwenye gari, anachukua anaweka iwe jikoni au varanda, anachukua anaweka wa doze doze anaweka ndani dale salama choto toaleso jipepe oya kongo choto toaleso jipepe oya mose kunami jipepe orikado momo jipepe oya mama dangote jipepe ndo nifumbwe jipepe chu chu jipepe chu 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 jipepe ani chu chu jipepe chu chu chu.
Papa mo be my yeah, papa mo be my yeah, papa mo be my yeah, papa mo be my yeah. Anya da ka tra go ka ka te alo ba ka te. Si ba ye, yes, shozi matata. Tuma, 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 tuma. Ako ka.
Enyo no viare, ablenya klenya kolo du mi apa gaga. Enyo no viare.
Yo, what's up? I'm Adam, a.k.a. Go Get 'Em from Ghana, West Africa, with Heather Maxwell on Music Time in Africa. Go Get 'Em, Africa, do it, stop!
All right, hello, guys. So now it is time to find out what's trending in Nigeria, according to Shane Rave. I called him earlier this week. Here is that conversation. Shane Rave.
Hello, Etha.
How are you?
Great to talk to you again.
So, you're in Ibadan. What is going on? What are the top, say, three tracks or artists that are you know, creating a real nice buzz around town?
So, speaking of one of the acts that is more like the rave of the moment at this point is Asake. So, it's a recent signing to the YBNL record label. And what YBNL implies is Yahoo Boy, no laptop. And that basically implies that... So, let me explain briefly what Yahoo Boy means. So Yahoo Boy is more like of an internet scammer. So I mean, they call them Yahoo Boys because they came out during the era of Yahoo Mail. That's why they call them the Yahoo Boy. So he says that he makes a lot of money, but he's not a Yahoo Boy. That is what he implies by saying that Yahoo Boy, no laptop. So now this particular act I'm talking about, Asake, is signed onto that particular record label, which is YBNL. That is Yahoo Boy No Laptop. And the title of the song, which he has, is Peace Be Unto You.
You know what? Peace Be Unto You. You know what, Shane? I've already played that song for our listeners because it's too good to be true. I love that song. I love it, and I'm just like totally grooving on Asake. Everything he comes out so far, I like.
Olola Demi Asake. Badimi osu lo, todi gba ti ba ni ko bo ku lo.
Isn't that crazy?
You know what? I tell you a fun fact about Asake.
What?
So Asake actually is not an actual name in Yoruba land. It's more like a eulogy. So it's something that Yoruba parents like to, you know, say to their kids sometimes, just to motivate them sometimes, mm-hmm. just, you know, try and, you know, uplift them sometimes. That's what they say to their kids.
Oh.
So Asake actually implies specially chosen for pampering. So it's been specially chosen by the gods for pampering. So he has to, like, be pampered in, you know, an abundant
level. That's adorable. So, well.
Yes, very adorable.
So that's Asake. Peace be unto you. Love, love, love that song. Hello, everybody. This is Heather Maxwell. You are inside Music Time in Africa, and I have right now on the phone Sheun Rave from Ibadan, Nigeria. He's talking about the top current hits happening right now. So what else? Who else is trending in your area?
Second song.
Mm-hmm.
There's this very young boy. He's 22 years of age. His name is Ruga, and he signed onto Jones in World. It's a girlfriend. The particular dance move with girlfriend has caught the eye because a particular pastor in Nigeria has talked about how he came across that dance move in the realms of the spirit world.
Can't seem to take my eyes off of you, especially your bite and move. The way you hold that thing, me want to hold that thing. Baby, let me take a look. Oh, Lord.
Where it was set in that that dance is of demonic affiliation.
Oh. So why are people doing it?
Well, I don't know that. And they like the song and they like the dance.
So they're doing it anyway.
Anyway, yes, they're doing it anyway.
Is this causing a problem with the religious communities?
No. Actually, he's just been the only preacher to come out with that sort of assertion. No other preacher has come out with that sort of assertion.
Okay.
So he's the only one.
All right. We'll listen to a little bit of that and come back to you for one last, last talk.
She said she know me got a girlfriend. And so what? What if I? What if I? What if I? What if I go? Girl, I am famous. Swear down, I'm a playboy too. And if you bust up my brain too much, I swear if it's
so. What about the third? You said you had three top songs for me. What's the third one trending right now in Ibadan?
Actually, you got it right on point. Last Laugh is the third song. That is from Burna Boy.
You go power for the result. Nothing to discuss, cause I think we win by default. I'm without any doubt. I'm a me, I be a doubt. I no go feed the girl. I no go feed the girl.
It was actually a song which was talking more about his previous relationship with Steph London, also a musician down there in the UK. I'm sure you must be familiar with Steph London.
Yeah, I didn't know the song was about them, and I didn't know that.
Yes, it actually was about Steph London and their relationship. They had some disagreements, and then that had to like lead to the end of the relationship.
And he sang about it?
Briefly. Yes, he sang about it. The African giant sang about that song.
They try to buy moto, want Toyota Corolla. My feelings been they swing like Django Loba. Feelings been they swing like Django Loba. Now you crash your Ferrari for Lekki Bona. Now some money remake could have been all over. My feelings today swing like Django Loba. Feelings today swing like Tip Tip Timbani at you. Come on, why don't you finish soon?
All right.
Yes.
You think he's still going strong, Burna Boy? He's not going to fade out?
I don't think so. I think he has talent, and the talent has also been replicated in other people that I've had to like work with him.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a couple of people who've had to like learn from him, you know, learn writing skills from him, and also learn delivery skills from him. And it's been very, very helpful, you know, for a lot of artists in the country. We've spoken greatly about him as well. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And all of his collaborations.
Yes.
With, you know,
Ed Sheeran. So he has this particular song of the upcoming album, which he calls Love, Damini. And so that particular album features the likes of Jay Haas, Ed Sheeran, and a couple of great more artists. The album is set to be released on July 8th.
Oh.
Yes, in a couple of days. This particular song I just spoke to you about, Last, happens to be on that particular album as well. We're looking forward to 19 songs from Bonoboy.
Oh, my goodness. Great.
Yes.
Well, Sheyun, it has been a true pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for all of the insight into Nigerian music.
Yes, great talking to you once again.
This is Ben Zabo from Mali. You're listening to Music Time in Africa.
Yes, all right. Hello, everybody. Now we have two more amazing tunes, and then get ready to meet the Cape Verdean group Furuskuchado and its leader Marcus Vade. Here is Camarade by Togolese vocalist Santrinos Rafael, followed by Lagnebote by Maria Siga of Senegal.
Ah oui, c'est vrai, le temps passe vite et on ne le voit pas, on était occupé, l'objectif nous a aveuglé. Les meilleurs temps sont sur les bancs, je l'admets maintenant qu'on est séparés, je nous ai vu changer, d'un amour vrai on s'est aimé. Au début on était innocents, au tout début on était que des enfants, je nous ai vu changer, maintenant on est des grands. On a eu des plans, on a vécu de très beaux moments, ça fait du bien d'y penser, je ne vous oublierai jamais. Des années, années, on a été des camarades, trop de bons moments passés, sachez que vous me manquez. Des années, années, on a été des camarades, trop de bons moments passés ensemble, je ne vous oublierai jamais. À cause des divergences d'idées, certains s'en foutaient pas mal, ils s'emballaient de ce que pensent les gens, toujours bien concentrés, leur meilleur ami c'est l'école. J'ai eu des meilleurs camarades, et en vrai notre parcours est extra, si je pouvais remonter le temps, je n'aurais pas hésité. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Des années, années, on a été des camarades, trop de bons moments passés, sachez que vous me manquez. Des années, années, on a été des camarades, trop de bons moments passés ensemble, je ne vous oublierai jamais.
Yes, and that was Lambo by Maria Siga. And before that, Camarade by Santrinos Raphael. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell. And now it is time for this very special music report by Bram Posthumus from Cape Verde.
No rules. That's quite possibly the best description of the music and performances of Skuru Ficharu, Cape Verdean Creole for Deep Dark. Mind you, this music isn't dark. This high-energy Afro-anarcho-punk electronics offers an escape from darkness. Here's its creator, Marcus Vega.
My music is actually anti-colonial. It's a statement, you know? It's all a concept. It's all a liberating concept. People that see me on stage and they might think that I'm harsh personal, but no. But the music must be delivered like that.
For the longest time, Cabo Verde has been associated with those refined styles of traditional music, the mornas, the coladeras, the beautiful songs impeccably performed. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's not necessarily the music 42-year-old Marcus Vega grew up with.
In the 90s, yeah, I was growing up with my Portuguese friends, you know, and they used to listen to almost all the time Anglo-Saxonic stuff, you know. So I grew up on Seattle rock and UK electronic punk scene also, you know. The electronics from Europe, you know, Holland. And in home, has a good African family. We all have like a good stereo system, so we can play our cassettes, Bonga, Tubarões, Tito Paris, Paulo Flores, those Angolan Cabo Verde stuff, you know. At the time, I didn't enjoy it that much. I didn't pay no much respect to it.
But still, all this and more has found its way into the music he is making today. This is the first track of the first EP the band released in the summer of 2016, and apart from the Anglo-Saxonian stuff and some of the African stuff, you can hear a whole range of other music.
In the street they listen to Nirvana and Pantera and those things and the Prodigy and stuff, and the Technotronic, you know. The 90s, I mean 99, when I started to get into electronics music with hip-hop scene merging Portugal. I never had the money to buy instruments, you know. So I got someone gave me a laptop with lo-fi softwares. Yeah, the first thing I started sampling was blue stuff, bluegrass and Delta stuff from the U.S. But then I realized, man, I don't want to sound like everyone else. I have so many patrimonial stuff, so many treasure here at home, and I start to learn about it.
Among those treasures, one Cape Verdean musical style stood out, Funana. And among the artists, there's one that provides yet another building block for Skuru Fichadu's music.
Oh, Bitori, probably. Bitori is my hero. Yeah. Of course, the up-tempo, because I used to listen to a lot of punk stuff, kind of worked for me, you know. But the more interesting is the way how they do the traditional Funana, and it's really lo-fi DIY stuff with only a concertina, playing loop things, very rough, the iron bar and the knife.
The iron bar and the knife, one of Cabo Verde's signature sounds. You take a piece of corrugated iron, ferro, and the household knife. You then move the knife back and forth on the iron, fast, and don't lose that rhythm, like ever. The other thing that links Bitori's Funana with Skuru Fichadu is words.
They sing about real stuff, not romantic stuff. They sing about poverty, they talk about their personal issues, they talk about problems in their communities. And I relate to that because I used to listen to punk stuff and hip-hop stuff, and the message was a strong political message. Bitori, minha vinha, was singing about São Tomé, hard work, almost borderline slavery, you know. My father is Cape Verdean, my mother is from Angola, my father immigrates from Cabo Verde to Angola, met my mom, and then they flee the war, the civil war. They was put in the Portuguese soil, and they say to him, you have to work and shut up. So I grew up on that, on those things, on don't agitate the waters, just study, work, make your family. That's the colonialist mental state.
Personal histories, colonial history, musical histories, those are the things that are shaping Skuru Fichadu. Live on stage, Marcus becomes his alter ego, Sete Sujidad. He sings, growls, plays the concertina and the iron bar. He's joined by Gunzu on electronics and sampling, Bijoy on percussion, and Marcia, who sings, screams and dances. High energy guaranteed. But for the old guard of Cape Verdean music, it did prove a little bit too much.
I am not standing for violence, but I must be
at the lion called I shall make this call.
First, impression that is okay. What is this? Okay, this is strange. Of course, this is a open mind music. So if you are conservative, you might be reluctant to understand what is being done. The people more reluctant to it are the most conservative. Was the Cape Verdean, because I was like changing a traditional sound, and they are very. Hardcore traditional defenders, you know. There's a generation, they protect the culture. Those patrimonial icons, they don't want to be touched, you know. And I understand it. I that's why I like them. But there's another generation who can drink from that water and have an open-minded, so they can understand. And they see that their own culture is so big, they're starting to realize that the traditional can be also urban and contemporary.
Capitalista,
Esta larga buena rua si mo cacho Giuliano Esta larga buena rua si mo cacho Esta larga buena rua si mo cacho Giuliano
And it certainly doesn't have to sound pretty. The rule is, there are no rules. Liberating music, as Marcus Vega calls it. Liberating music that connects with the audience without needing the emphatic, repeated, explicit invitations. There is no us and them. At the Atlantic Music Expo in Cabo Verde, which was held in June, the band and the audience went into an electrifying dance frenzy. For Vega, this was his first ever visit to Cabo Verde. A massively important next step towards connecting with some of the roots. A learning experience, as he's working on the new album, out soon. And meanwhile, catch this mind-blowing band near you, if you can.
I think it's someone else's joke, brother.
And is this joke no joke?
Speak of and we're attempting to attain Manus, liberation.
Manus, Danus.
All right, and with that report on Furo Escuchado by Bram Posthumus, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you for joining me today. Also, a big thanks to Antonio Sol and Tubilo Didi, to Shayun Rave, and Bram Posthumus and Marcus Veda for joining us in this episode. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find it online at voanews.com. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.